Hi, this is Gabe Hogan, and we have another podcast for you. This was actually recorded 3 days before the federal election, and boy, does Ben love talking about politics. For all the political discussion we have on air, I'd be surprised if we haven't changed the landscape of Australian politics. I honestly think that Ben might be the next Waleed Ali. And anyway, what does Waleed Ali know about LGBTI representation in kids' shows? Not as much as Ben and Gabe. I think we have proved over and over again that we know absolutely nothing about politics. We're going to talk about a marijuana cake. And wow, do we avoid using the word dope. Listen to how many times we avoid saying what we're actually talking about, which is marijuana. There, I said it. I've got a story about my grandma who always comes out swinging. I use words like twink and power top, but do I even know what I'm talking about? Probably not. When Ben uses the word work, spelt W-E-R-K, I am absolutely miffed about what he means. But Ben, if work means that you can have a moment of self-acceptance and pride, if that means that we all have to suffer, then suffer I did. But tell us, Ben, what are we going to talk about this week?
We are going to be talking about Arthur. Remember Arthur?
Yes, I do.
The kids' cartoon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think we'd talk about it.
No.
But something has happened on the show. It's still airing. It's in its 22nd season.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about something pretty big that's just happened on the show.
Can I give them a hint?
Yeah.
Gay! Okay, done. Moving on.
I love that so much. Someone got a little bit peckish at a party.
Yes.
With a cake that got handed around.
There was a special cake that was given to some partygoers, and they were not expecting the special treat that was inside it, so we can talk about that.
What's it going to get a bit saucy? Because I did something and I need your advice on it.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
Ariana, breathe in. Are you breathing, Gabe?
Definitely.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
That's how I'm sitting up straight, because I'm breathing.
Yes.
If I wasn't breathing, I'd be lying on the ground and I'd be blue.
Unconscious.
Yeah, exactly.
You are unwell today, so.
I'm not very well. Life is just punching me right in the face at the moment.
You've not had good luck lately.
No, everything's falling apart, but it's all good. I'm still happy. I'm like that idiot that doesn't know that the world is crumbling around them. Now, I don't know about you, Ben, but if you've got a boring family party to go to, how would you liven up the party somewhat?
Spice things up, maybe.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'll tell you how I would... No, I wouldn't do this, but we read in the newspaper, a guy, I'm assuming it was a guy. Anyway, there was a party, someone...
A family party. Someone decided to put something in the cake, in the birthday cake.
Just a few little decorations, just a sprinkling of...
Some happy herbs.
Let's say that. Yes, let's say that.
You could say Mary Tyler Moore, but drop the Tyler Moore and say Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm. It was Mary Jane's birthday and everybody celebrated unknowingly. So it was a little bit of a party trick. So anyway, a family member put this special ingredient on the cake and the party descended into chaos because there were 50-year-olds there, there were 80-year-olds there. Nobody was ready for this little special ingredient and things quite quickly fell apart.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just think it's hilarious because someone, they wanted to liven up the party.
They wanted to liven them up and these party poopers, they didn't enjoy it.
They didn't enjoy
it. What happened? A couple of them went to hospital, didn't they?
Yeah, the rest of them fell asleep on the couch watching reruns of Frasier. But I don't know why you would liven a party up with that.
It is a little bit sad because, you know, look, we do have to send our commiserations to the some of the family members because they actually got some food poisoning from it and they actually had to go to hospital.
All right.
So we hope you're okay.
Yes, yes.
But I've got to jump in and say I'm actually surprised they didn't have a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like, oh, free cake and then just to be all whingy about it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not good form.
What do you think some of the other party goers that didn't go to hospital, what would have happened?
Well, I mean, I guess some of them would have fallen asleep. Uber Eats, they would have got a hammering at the end of it because, I mean, I think everyone would have got the munchies. They would have run out of cake. Macca's delivery would have been hit hard. What else would you do?
A whole lot of reruns. Golden Girls reruns.
Yeah, a bit of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. A few naps on the couch. I just can't imagine the party would have been going off. A
couple YouTube holes.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what kind of cake it was. chocolate.
It was a chocolate cake. Apparently, there were chocolate sprinkles that were sprinkled on top of the cake. I just hope they catered well because people would have been getting hella hungry at the end of it.
To the person we're assuming is a boy, why do we assume it's a boy, Gabe? Because all boys are troublesome, yeah? Might have been a girl.
It may have been.
That laced the cake.
It may have been. I just feel like it's something a guy would do. I don't know why. Yeah. Anyway, I think it's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Generous kind of person, I guess.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie. And we're Sophie Tucker. And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
We are doing the weirdest dance in here right now.
Arthur. Yeah. Did you ever watch Arthur?
I didn't. If you haven't watched Arthur, it's in the US. It's on a PBS station. Yeah.
I didn't realise it was still going, though.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s that we would have watched it, and if anyone that remembers it. But it's been going for 22 seasons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Who knew?
Not me.
Anyway, so an episode is just set in America.
Yeah, one of the main protagonists.
Yeah, the teacher, Mr. Ratburn, who I would assume is Arthur's teacher, has come out as gay and he's gotten married.
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is very fabulous. Yes. I like the way they played it as well, because the kids are talking about their teacher getting married, and Mr. Ratburn rocks up in the area with his sister.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, his wife to be is so mean. And the twist is that that's his sister.
Yeah.
And he's marrying a man. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's representation in kids' shows, which is what these little kids need as they're growing up.
Absolutely.
I just think it's really great.
Kudos to Mr. Ratburn, who is a rat.
Yeah.
Okay, he's doing well for a rat, isn't he?
I guess he is.
Yeah. What's the life expectancy of a rat? It's not very long.
Probably isn't.
This one's gone to live on to 30s, presumably. Now he's getting married.
Yeah, well, he studied teaching, and that's a 4-year course.
So rats only live for 1 to 2 years.
Not very long. And he's got 3-4 years of school, which is very impressive.
Yeah.
What I think is pretty funny is Mr. Ratburn, I mean, he's really punching above his weight, isn't he? Mr. Ratburn.
Are you saying his partner's a little bit more attractive than he is?
His partner is a twink for sure. And Mr. Ratburn has got like the Homer Simpson kind of patchy hair. He's looking very old and outdated.
Is he the daddy in the relationship?
He is. He's got no hair. Patrick, his partner, full head of hair. And I tell you what, Patrick, for a rat, he has got a very square, chiseled jaw.
We have to also talk about Mr. Ratburn's sister who's coming to the show. Her name's Patty.
Yeah.
She's a lesbian.
Played by Jessica Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
Whoops.
Jessica Simpson, maybe.
I was thinking about Jessica Rabbit.
Everyone needs to go online to get a little bit of a mental picture, but Patty, who is Mr. Ratburn's sister, she's actually kind of hot.
Yeah, I think she's hot.
I think she's hot.
She's definitely a power top. I don't know what that means.
For a lesbian.
Yeah.
I've got this thing, though, with cartoon characters where there's such a thing as them being, like, hot.
What do you mean you get turned on by cartoon characters? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, I get turned on by cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who
else? Don't get too excited.
So I brought up Jessica Rabbit before. Is that... Oh, no, that's not your type.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is very hot.
She's really hot.
Yeah.
What about Marge Simpson?
Let
me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
When Marge is like having a bath and her hair's really long.
I feel like you've given this a little bit of thought.
I have. Well, I've always thought that about her, really.
So if you...
I'm not coming out or anything. It's just like cartoonist.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. But if you're going to give it a crack, it'd be Marge Simpson.
Yeah. Well, I probably would want to choose a male one.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Hats off to Mr. Ratburn. He's probably not led an easy life.
Mm.
He's probably always fearing being fed rat poison.
Yeah.
He's probably had a hard enough life fearing the prejudice of being a homosexual.
Yeah. It's not easy for gay rats out there, is it?
No.
It's not easy.
Well, not everyone loves rats. Aren't the most liked things in the world.
Not many people like rats, but the people who do like rats are mad for rats. Do you know? Like, they're those people that will go to the shops with a rat on their shoulder, just like walking.
Oh, no, I don't like those people.
Yeah, I knew a girl like that, and she smelt a bit like a rat, funnily enough. I won't say her name.
Joy!
Gabe, how is your grandma doing?
My grandma's...
She's been a little bit unwell lately.
She has been unwell, and she's usually pretty fiery. She's 94 years old. She goes to the gym 3 times a week. She's the poster woman for her local gym.
She's been on TV before because she does weightlifting.
Yeah, she still drives
her car.
She's
the Madonna that Madonna actually wishes she was.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. She's the original Madonna.
Minus the crucifixes and the black Jesuses and all the other blasphemy.
Well, look, my grandma does have a few crucifixes in her house. It's not weird. Anyway, she had a sore back and she was feeling quite nauseous on Saturday. So Mum and I took her into emergency. In the waiting room, a lot of people people were going through before my grandma. There was this lady in her 30s or 40s that was complaining about being nauseous and needing to vomit. She went through before Betty. There was a girl who had hit her head at an AFL game. She went before my grandma. There was a little kid with stomach pains who also went before grandma. Eventually, they did a bit of a scan. They found out she had a tear in her aorta, which is serious business, right? Yeah. So they thought they were going to operate on her, and if she was going to have an operation, it wasn't looking good for old Betty. So we were very concerned. The cardiac surgeon came in and had a chat and said that she didn't need to have surgery and they could maybe get her all fixed with medication, right? Mm. And she told us about the emergency procedures and it was just so stressful.
Yeah,
and
then terrible.
Yeah, well, the doctor then said, have you got any questions? And my grandma pipes up with, when can I get back to the gym and restart my boxing classes? she just wants to go back to boxing.
I love that so much.
It was so good. Yeah. And the doctor just froze and you could just see her for about 20 seconds just trying to comprehend what grandma had said to her.
Yeah.
And the doctor actually just said to her, look, I'm very sorry, but I just can't fathom that question right now. You're not going back to the gym for a little while, Betty. But it was just absolutely amazing that my grandma was just like, oh, when could I get back to boxing classes? I feel like punching up some people.
She's a legend.
She is such a legend.
Give a shout out to Betty if she's listening. Hey Betty.
Betty, I hope you're doing well. Love you.
I got a little bit saucy the other day online.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I need to talk about it.
Yeah,
are you okay with that?
I've made an appointment with my counsellor.
Breakfast on Joy.
Gabe, I had a bit of a positive moment the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was getting ready to go out the other day and I was like, you know, standing in front of the mirror and I'm like, oh, you do look a bit nice. You do look good, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been in my underwear.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, here so I was go. Like, yeah, I'm going to take some photos.
Of course you did.
You look great.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple days pass and I'm like, oh, these photos look really good. I was feeling really proud of the photos that I'd taken.
Yeah, nice.
And I was like, should I put them online? Shouldn't I? I'm actually a bit of a shy person.
You put them online, didn't you?
Yeah, I popped them online.
Oh, well done, Ben.
I'm like, you know what? Damn it. I'm going to have a body positivity moment.
Yeah.
It's not about the thirst trap. It's not about attracting all the men. It's about being positive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Having a body positive moment. I'm 32 and I look great.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do look great.
Yeah, and I've been getting a lot of great feedback.
Where did you put them?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting so many likes.
Yeah.
People are saying they love it.
Let me look it up.
I'm feeling great.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. You are definitely in underwear.
Yeah.
You can say that. all right. Just looking at... don't read the comments. Isn't that... Oh, Ben.
Oh, why?
It's not... Miss Polly Filler, she's just like done the green face sick emoji 3 times.
Oh, come on.
No, she has. And then she was like right in front of my salad. You put her off her salad. I mean, salad's normally...
Well, you don't have to look.
Well, you're just flicking through Instagram. And, oh, wow. Who's Chal 1959?
Oh, mum.
Is that your mum? She's written, is that really necessary? Oh, someone's calling you. Oh,
Gabe, hang on. You've chimed in.
Yeah. I did
see. My eyes, god damn it, Ben.
God damn it, Ben, my eyes. No, it's great that you're feeling good about yourself. That's really good. But, I mean, maybe you could have found a better filter or something. I mean, it's fine. I can see you've got a gin and tonic in the corner of the photo. So, you know, we don't all make good decisions after we've had a few G&Ts. But good on you, Ben. I mean, you think you look great and that's all that matters.
I hate having my mum on Instagram because I know if I post something that's just a little bit left of center, she's going to jump in.
She'll comment. That's why I love Instagram, is that my mum isn't on Instagram, so I can put up there whatever I want. But, Ben, you look naked.
You're not loving it, are you?
Look, it's. I mean, you've written as your comment here, it's work.
Yeah. W-E-R-K.
Yeah, I don't think that's a very responsible work uniform. I'm just saying.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
I'm going to pop some bubbly.
Oh, yep. Oh, I don't think we can drink in here, Ben.
Oh, God, I just spilt it.
Oh, no. Oh. We're not allowed to have liquids in here, let alone alcohol.
Can you grab a towel?
Oh, this tastes really terrible.
Yeah, sorry, it's non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic champagne? Yeah. Oh, what? It's not really a celebration.
Well, we're doing a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
Look, we've got a cause for celebration. The election's in 3 days' time.
Mm-hmm. And we're celebrating an election.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because we're not going to have to hear about the democracy sausage anymore.
Ah!
Oh!
The old democracy sausage.
That's all you hear about.
No, I was at a comedy gig on Monday and someone sung a whole song about the democracy sausage.
Really?
Yeah. 4 minutes worth. It's talking about sausages.
Get yourself down to the school, do a vote and pick yourself up a democracy sausage.
I tell you what, it is the one time of the year where men can loiter around a primary school without getting in trouble.
With sausages. Yeah, and they could wear a trench coat with no worries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You did mention that you're excited because after 3 days, we don't have to hear about them anymore.
Yes.
And we have had a text in because you were like, oh, they're going to go away. And
well, one of them will, either ScoMo or Bill Shorten.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's going to go.
And she texted in saying, what, go away like Tony Abbott did.
Mm.
So we're not going to be rid of them. Unfortunately, we can't.
Someone needs to send a box of onions to Tony Abbott's place.
Why?
He likes onions.
Yeah, he'd love them. Just eat them raw.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Mm-hmm. So we've got...
Everyone's just going on about these bloody sausages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is going to be a sausage fest on Saturday.
Isn't every Saturday a sausage fest for you?
Well, yeah, maybe at my place. Are you going to have a sausage on Saturday?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
A vegetarian one? Mm-hmm. They're usually sold out. We're on the north side.
Yeah.
So they're usually sold out by the time we rock up, at 5 to 5 before the polling.
Exactly. I've got a hot tip for you guys. Mm. If you want a sausage but you don't want to go vote,
yeah,
I mean, you do have to vote, but you could just go down to Bunnings.
Right.
They've got sausages every day of the week.
You're the spokesperson for Bunnings.
I am the spokesperson. I was at Bunnings on the weekend.
You were judging a cat competition.
Pretty much.
Wasn't it? Oh, sorry.
It was a cake competition, but it was for a cat charity. I mean, you can't get more lesbian than Bunnings.
It's called Kabuki Cats.
It's called Maneki Nico.
Oh, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I love that we're going on about how we hate this sausage sizzle, but now we're actually talking about it.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
Mm. Do you enjoy voting?
Kind of
the
like
the process, you know, going in line, putting your name down.
What I like is that you see a lot of people, they're going for a walk, they're taking their dogs, they've got the family with them.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of out and about. That's what I like about
it. I do love when they ask you the question, have you voted today?
Yeah.
Yes, 17 times in every electorate.
I've been up since 5 this morning. I just go from school to school.
Mm.
Love a bit of voting.
Mm. Above the line or under on the Senate page?
Above the line.
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that
get
much.
Get in and get out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just draw a donkey on it, an ass. Anyway.
Do you get the flyers?
No.
Yeah, save on paper.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
But I always give a little wink to the party that I'm voting for as if I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got a little bit of an exclusive clip because I'm actually working on a documentary on what happens on voting days.
Oh, okay.
We're going inside the schools.
How do you do so much research, Ben?
I know.
You really go
I should become an investigative journalist.
I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, if Joy doesn't work out, I'll go work on ACA or something, or 7:30 report.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you've done so much work.
Yeah, so we're going to go inside the schools.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get an exclusive clip. We're going to play a preview of what happens on voting day.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to
play it for you now. Sausages, get your democracy sausages.
Hi, may I please get one sausage?
All right, one democracy sausage coming up.
Yeah, but can I just get it without the democracy?
But a democracy is free. Are you saying you don't want a free democracy?
Okay, yeah. Look, I see what you did there. I just want a sausage.
One democracy. Sausage coming up.
It's just a sausage. I don't know why you're being so difficult. Can I speak to your manager?
Hey, can I just have a word with you for a sec? Yeah, I know. She's being really difficult. She's saying she just wants the sausage without the democracy. Yeah, I know. Can we even do that? Hey, so I've just spoken with the team. We've had a vote. We can only sell you the democracy sausage.
Okay, fine.
Did you want to round off and donate to the iPads in Schools program?
Just the sausage. Oh, an onion.
Yeah, no worries. So it's 20 cents extra for the onion.
Oh, for sake, don't worry about it.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. You're listening to the best breakfast program Joy can ever do on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Gabe.
Gabe, the airwaves are off the hook.
The text line is
off the hook.
It is lighting up.
We're getting all these calls.
Oh, my God.
It's about the democracy sausage, yeah?
No, it's not. It's not
What
about
have we
that.
Said and
it's,
done?
It's we're giving out incorrect voting information.
I thought you just vote one above the line.
No, it's not. It's not. It's 6 above the line and not just one anymore on the Senate form. Thank you, Fran, for texting in. We've had also Ben, who's texted in, saying, guys, it's actually pick 6 above the line.
Thanks, Ben.
On the Senate ballot. I mean...
Passion. passionate voters here, passionate voters.
Very passionate. I just would warn everyone, please don't take any advice off Ben and Gabe. I mean, we want to bring you the hot topics, the interesting stuff that people need to know about, the democracy sausage.
The democracy sausage, yes.
This is what we know about. We know about gay cartoon characters. We know about the democracy sausage. We don't know much about voting.
Is this around about the time, though, that we announced that we're actually the official broadcasters for Joy on Saturday?
We're not the official.
We're going to be giving the live up-to-date details of the election. Mm-hmm. We'll also be at the Windsor Primary School.
We will.
Doing
a
live broadcast telling you how to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, whether you vote above the line or below the line, please don't take any advice for us, okay? Just they'll give you instructions on the day. I've been doing it for a few years now, but I'll be honest with you, all I care about is avoiding the sausages. Ben wants to get into the sausages. We thank you for your texts and your calls.
As long as it's on wholemeal. I don't like white bread.
You don't like white bread?
Yeah.
Oh, racist. Sorry. I think that this might be friend of the show, Tolk, David Tolk. He said he's voting for Ben and Gabe for Prime Minister. Couldn't be any worse than it is. That's offensive, but thank you.
You have been listening to Ben and Gabe. You can follow us on joy.org.au. You can also get all of our podcasts, which you just heard on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
Very exciting.
You have been sick as a dog today. You're an absolute trooper.
I'm not good.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Stick your head under a towel now with some Vicks.
I will do.
Yeah? See you all next week, everyone.
Goodbye.
Have a great week.
Look after yourselves.
Yeah.
Love one another.